Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Over the years, I've been fortunate to work with a very, very wide range of companies, from very small mom and pop businesses down the street from my office to large multinational corporations with millions and millions of dollars of sales, and all different types of products and all different types of services, from small businesses to Fortune 500 companies. But there's some really important lessons that I've learned working with all of these companies. And the most important one is about the things that businesses do not need for trademark protection. What I mean by this is a business does not need a corporate attorney in-house to have trademarks. A business does not need a marketing department. A business does not need to have a IPO or stock. Nobody in the business needs to have an MBA to be eligible for trademark protection. Business doesn't even need to have a physical office to have a brand and benefit from strong trademark protection. A business doesn't have to have any consumers yet. They could just be launching, not even be publicly known. A business certainly doesn't need to have millions of dollars in order to start trademark protection. They don't need television advertising. They don't need podcasts. They don't need a website. They don't need celebrity endorsements. They don't need a board of directors. There's a long list of other things that you don't need in order to begin trademark protection. All that you do need is a creative name and an application filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Of course, it's best when clearing a creative name and applying with the USPTO to use experienced trademark counsel. But really, those basic requirements of a creative name and a trademark filing are all you need to get on your way for trademark protection. Ignore all those other things, all that noise, all the talk, all the chatter, and focus on a creative name and a trademark application, and you'll be on your way to trademark protection. Lately, I've been getting so much great feedback from listeners to the podcast about how much they're enjoying the episodes weekly and how some listeners are going back after finding the podcast and listening to our old episodes, which of course you can find on iTunes or Spotify or my website and other platforms. And if you're enjoying this episode, I'd be thankful if you would share it on your social networks on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook. And if you feel so inclined, please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or a comment or wherever you feel appropriate. I welcome the feedback. So thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.